If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. And what is the Ozzy Osbourne funeral like, Dean?
Yeah, the funeral for Ozzy Osbourne is taking place as we speak in Birmingham, England right now. Sharon Osbourne, Jack, the whole family, Kelly Osbourne, all being a part of heading the procession. And thousands of fans, as you might expect, are lining the streets there, some with guitars, some playing music. The procession is traveling to the Black Sabbath Bridge and Bench. There will be a private funeral for close friends and family following this big procession that is going on. Ozzy once said that he didn't want his funeral to be a mope fest. He wants it to include some practical jokes. So we haven't seen any practical jokes happening just yet. But I like that. I like something that breaks the tension a little bit.
No moping.
Yeah, exactly.
Netflix has a new winner. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is pretty big news for Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore 2 debuted this past Friday, and so far, just in the first few days, 47 million people tuned in to watch the sequel to what I think is one of the funniest movies of all time, Happy Gilmore. That now makes Happy Gilmore 2 the biggest Netflix film opening ever in the history of the streaming service. It's also the best ever debut for an Adam Sandler film, who has done about a dozen original films for Netflix so far. So, you know, good news for Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. What's the news on James Bond?
There is, you know, every once in a while, you know, an actor kind of pops to the top of the list of he should be the next James Bond, and that is the case for Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in that biopic. He's been in lots of different movies and series, but he is the latest right now who everyone is saying would be the perfect James Bond, and he has pretty much taken himself out of the running for all of this. When asked if that's something that he would like to do, you know, and almost everybody says, well, you know, we'll see, we don't know. He just out and out said, I don't think I'm a good choice for it. I'm too messy to play James Bond. So, you know, he's, you know, at least being honest about the whole thing. He said that there are so many more cooler, younger actors who would be great for it. I would be wasted on playing James Bond.
All right.
So there. You're out.
Yeah, I like an actor who's got his or her ego under control.
Exactly.
Who has Katy Perry been hanging out with lately?
Well, none other than the Prime Minister of Canada. Turns out not everyone is mad at Canadians.
Yeah.
She was spotted with Justin Trudeau Monday night in Montreal. They had a very long dinner at a restaurant there. While neither one of their representatives confirmed the rendezvous, the restaurant did and said that they spent 2 hours there. They said that there were no public displays of affection, but photos from TMZ is now sparking rumors of a possible romance between the two. If you're, you know, following celebrity romance, and honestly, who isn't? Katy Perry just recently split from her longtime boyfriend, partner, I guess, actor Orlando Bloom. And Trudeau and his ex-wife separated in 2023. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah,
love may be in bloom with a side order of cheese curds.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and it's Lollapalooza time again, isn't it?
It is. Tomorrow, festivities start. Gates open tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock because I want to, you know, try to feel as old as possible. I will be out there with all the kids all morning long, starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be previewing, you know, what's going to be going on each day. It's actually a pretty mainstream Lollapalooza this year. While you may look at the list of performers and, you know, do the usual, I don't know any of these performers rant that, you know, we old people do. They're actually, you know, they're country artists that are headlining this year. There are pop artists that are headlining this year. There's really something for everyone. We'll go down the whole thing tomorrow. Also, interestingly, for the first time, Lollapalooza is teaming up with a drug overdose program because they have had some issues with that through the years, people who overdo it with drugs or alcohol. The group is called This Must Be the Place, and they will be providing education about the dangers of fentanyl and other drug use. They'll be having AA meetings at Lollapalooza for the first time. They'll have Narcan on hand in case anything does happen. The Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists will be providing $10 Lyft rides to make sure that people can get home safely from the whole thing. So, you know, we'll cover the whole thing. You know, your kids, your grandkids may be, you know, going down there. It doesn't hurt to, you know what's going on. And actually, I think people will really be surprised that at the diversity and variety of music that they've got this year. Luke Combs, country singer Luke Combs, is headlining one of the nights. When has that ever happened at Lollapalooza before? Never.
I'd like to see him. I also might go see Rebecca Black, the Friday gal.
Yeah,
she's
there you go.
She's going to be there this weekend.
You know what's fun? You know, if people who go, you know, and spend the whole day there, you go to some of the side stages and see people that you've never heard of before. And there are some great discoveries to be had.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I went and saw this singer who was on a small side stage, and she was kind of mesmerizing. And I learned after the fact her name was Lady Gaga.
See, all of a sudden you're hip.
Yeah.
What's new on the stream now?
We've got lots of good stuff this week, including something new from the former Aquaman, Jason Momoa. He has got a drama that he not only stars in, but he also is writing, directing, and producing this show, this series. It's a 4-episode series called The Last Chief, which is the history of the unification of the Hawaiian Islands. It's kind of beautiful looking. It's something to behold, definitely for the eye. But I also found it just really fascinating to watch it. Because, you know, you think of Hawaii and you think of, you know, all the touristy things when you go there. And this really takes you kind of deep into the 1800s, what Hawaii was like in the 1800s. So that is definitely one of the topics of the week. Can you tell I can't find my script at all?
Good job vamping.
Let me see here. I know it's here someplace.
You need the disc jockey disaster manual?
I really need it. Oh, here we go. We'll edit that part out.
Of course.
If you are a fan of Black Panther, there is a 4-episode animated series called The Eyes of Wakanda that follows the warriors, keeping in the theme of the history of the mythical land of Wakanda. That's going to begin streaming Friday on Disney Plus. We have got a new season of Project Runway, season 21, also premiering tomorrow on Disney Plus. May want to check out Anthony Mackie's latest on Peacock. Season 2 of Twisted Metal will begin. There is a new documentary this week that follows NFL legend Tom Brady as he takes charge of an English soccer club. This is called Built in Birmingham, Brady and the Blues. You can see that one on Friday. If you're a wrestling fan, streaming now on Netflix, there is WWE Unreal that takes you behind the scenes and gives you the real-life story from producers and promoters. And also we have, let me see here, a brand new series from Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory creator Chuck Lorre, a new sitcom called Leanne about a mature woman learning how to start over when her husband leaves her. That'll begin streaming tomorrow on Netflix.
And in an hour or so on WGN-TV, it's Chef Dean.
Yeah, I'm wondering how we're going to do this because there's a huge line of storms, as you've been hearing this coming through the area. I think we're going to be able to get our cooking segment in. I'm going to be outside on the grill doing roasted corn on the cob. I'm going to show you the proper way to do roasted corn on the cob on the grill, number one. But I've got some other recipes. Once you do roast that corn on the cob, other things that you can do with the summertime treat, and that's going to be coming up in about 9:35 this morning.
Roasted and dampened. Good luck. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean. Bye.